I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes on me, though he may die, he shall live. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. God is our strength and our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be removed.
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the sacred scriptures and in the heavenly doctrines of the New Jerusalem. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Then they brought infants to him that he might touch them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall by no means enter it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." A person is said to die, but still he does not die. He is only separated from the material body which had served him for use in the world, which can no longer be of any use to him, for the person himself lives. A person is not a human being from the body, but from the spirit. Hence it is that when someone dies, he only passes from one world into another. After the death of the body, a person's spirit appears in the spiritual world in a human form, altogether as it appeared in the natural world. He also enjoys the faculty of sight, of hearing, of speaking, of feeling, as before in the world, and he is endowed with every faculty of thought, of will, of action, as before in the world. In a word, he is a human being in all things and in every particular. Man was so created that while living on earth among men, he might at the same time also live in heaven among angels, and the converse, so that heaven and earth might be together and might act as one, and that men might know what is going on in heaven and angels what in the world, and therefore that when men depart this life, they would pass from the Lord's kingdom on earth into the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, not as into another kingdom, but as into that same kingdom as that which they had been while in the world. Those who are in heaven are continually advancing to the spring of life and to a spring so much more the delightful and happy the more thousands of years they live, and this to eternity, with increase according to the progression and degrees of their love, charity, and faith. Women who have died old and worn out with age and have lived in faith in the Lord and charity toward the neighbor and in a happy conjugal love with a husband, after a succession of years, come more and more into the flower of youth and early womanhood and into a beauty which exceeds all idea of beauty perceptible in our sight here. In a word, to grow old in heaven is to grow young. Everyone's life is foreseen by the Lord, how long he will live, and what his life will be like. Therefore, that person is guided from earliest infancy with eternal life in view. So the Lord's providence begins from earliest infancy. Be it known that the divine providence is universal, that is, in things the most minute, and that they who are in the stream of providence are all the time carried along toward everything that is happy, whatever be the appearance of the means. And that those are in the stream of providence who put their trust in the divine and attribute all things to him. In the spiritual world, there are lands, just as in the natural world. There are plains and valleys, mountains and hills, springs and rivers, gardens, groves, parks, and forests. There are cities with palaces and houses in them. There are writings and books. There are occupations and businesses, gold, silver, precious stones. In a word, There are all things that are in the natural world, although the things in heaven are immeasurably more perfect. In heaven, there are days of festivity appointed by a prince. On these days, there are concerts of music and song in public places, and outside the city are public games and shows. At such times, orchestras are erected, within which the musicians sit at three elevations with stringed instruments and wind instruments, high and low tones, loud and soft. And on either side are singers, male and female, and they delight the citizens with the sweetest anthems and songs in choruses and in solos. At noon, the doors are opened, and in some places in the afternoon, the windows also, and the boys and girls are seen playing in the streets. In the outskirts of the city are various games for boys and youths. There are games of running, games of ball, games with balls driven back and forth called tennis, and trials of skill among the boys. Those who have lived in truly conjugal love are united as to their souls and thence as to their minds. And this union, being spiritual, is an actual conjunction of the soul and the mind of the one to the soul and the mind of the other, which can never be dissolved. And partners thus united in marriage think and breathe what is eternal, and upon this is founded their eternal happiness. So the two are no more one, are no more two, but one person, that is, one flesh. Such a oneness cannot be torn apart by the death of either partner. Those two are not separated by the death of one, since the spirit of the deceased dwells continually with the spirit of the one not yet deceased, and this until the death of the latter, when they meet again and reunite and love each other more tenderly than before. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.